Yeah, we're running a week-long program of events to celebrate Ulster Scots Language Week. We started on Monday the 21st, and we'll run until Friday of this week. And the program is really just an opportunity to raise awareness of Ulster Scots in our own council area and in the wider region. And we've decided to run a number of different talks, lectures, workshops that explore the language and all of its different kind of component parts. So we have workshops which teach a few words of Ulster Scots to people who may never have heard the language, or who even, you know, maybe are curious or are even skeptical about what is Ulster Scots. So we have one of those that happened on Monday of this week in Derry, and we have one this Friday in Strabane. And then in the middle part of the week, we have a range of talks and lectures from different speakers, all of which are looking at a different aspect of Ulster Scots heritage, whether that be literature or Ulster Scots film. For example, today we had a lovely workshop with a writer called Anne McMaster, who was looking at how relevant Ulster Scots is for people who come from rural backgrounds, and how the language is actually very commonly heard within the English that's spoken in, for example, East Donegal and in Derry. And, you know, people from Donegal will be very familiar with some of the terms and phrases that we hear in the Lagan area, for example, area around St. Johnson, Clay, Carrigans, where we would term that an Ulster Scots heartland, if you like, somewhere that has a very long legacy and tradition of Ulster Scots being spoken as a daily language in the area. But also, there are some people who have been, you know, very prolific writers and weaver poets from that area. So Donegal is, when we talk about Ulster Scots, Donegal actually has quite a strong pedigree when it comes to the language. So we're hoping, although most of our events are happening in Derry and Strabane, we'd be keen to open them up to audiences throughout the Northwest. All our events are free, and all of them include refreshments and lunch. So hopefully it's a nice, accessible and easy way for people to learn a wee bit more about the language.
Yeah, and there really is something for everyone. There's storytelling, poetry, creative writing, and there's an element of electronic dance music, would I be correct in saying?
Yes, that's right. Tomorrow, for example, we have a talk at 1 o'clock, which will show two short films in Ulster Scots. And then in the evening at 7, we have a speaker called Robert Campbell, who's pushing the boundaries a bit with Ulster Scots. He's recorded an original electronic dance track, which has an Ulster Scots vocal laid over the track. And he's also created a video of his tour. He's toured around the city of Derry, and it's kind of, I suppose, an attempt to take Ulster Scots from the very traditional rural paradigm that it's placed in, and show people that, you know, Ulster Scots is flexible enough as a language to, you know, could deal with contemporary themes and contemporary art forms like electronic dance music. So it's something a wee bit different, and it might create a wee talking point for people who historically might have thought that Ulster Scots was something that only pertained to maybe like farming life or whatever. So it's an example of us as a council, I suppose, trying to nurture and support artists to develop the Ulster Scots tradition into new and contemporary fields.
Oh, absolutely. That's really interesting. It's not maybe what people would have expected whenever they first heard about this event. You mentioned there that Ulster Scots, it is largely spoken around Lagan. Is there any phrases that maybe people would use in their everyday life and they don't even realise that maybe that's where it comes from?
I think, to be honest, what has happened is Ulster Scots and English are now on what we call a linguistic continuum. So it's a wee bit like a pendulum. We swing in and out of English and Ulster Scots to the point whereby it's really hard sometimes to extract what's Ulster Scots and what's English, because if you go back into the history of both languages, they both descended from a common ancestor. So it is true that Ulster Scots shares an awful lot of vocabulary and structure and sounds in common with English. But if you go far enough back into the linguistic family tree, you'll see that Ulster Scots is actually a dialect of Scots, which historically was a sister language of English. So yes, they are related, but they are also still slightly different. I'm not actually an Ulster Scots speaker, so whilst I would love to say to you what are the common Ulster Scots forms that are spoken in that area, all I can tell you is that the structure of our language in both Derry and Donegal borrows heavily from Gaelic, Irish, and from Ulster Scots. Some things that you might hear, for example, in the Lagan, this might be heard commonly among older speakers, as, you know, instead of don't, you'll hear dunny or canny. And a lot of those forms, those verb forms, are borrowed over from Scots and are now so firmly part of our English that we don't question them. Or even things in terms of saying yes and no, where we would have an aye and no. And generally, you're talking about an oral tradition. So these aren't things that translate well always in the written form. But when you hear the spoken language in the Derry Donegal area, you can hear the Scots influence there still to this present day.
Absolutely. So there's a full programme of events. They are free, but booking is essential.
Yes, that's right. So we're asking people to book if they can. And our full programme of events is on our website. That's derrystrabane.com.
That's fantastic. We will also provide the link through to the programme. Paul, thank you so much for joining. That's really interesting. And best of luck now with the rest of your events.
Thank you very much, Donna Marie. I appreciate the opportunity to talk about the week. Thank you very much.